Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. God, truly be part of the conversation so that you are part of the solution eventually. All right. I'm going to do a couple of things tonight that I normally don't do. One is, I've got enough requests for you guys to, you want me to replay a Xander Gibbs show of some kind. You miss him. And he's gone. Been gone for a few years now. But he had a whole different viewpoint. An openly gay, matter of fact, when I met him, he touted himself as the queen of all of New York media. But Xander had, you know, over the years, he had a change of heart, a change of the way he was approaching stuff. And that kind of thing. Always enjoyed having him on with me. And one of his big beefs, we talked about this last night, was the gay, lesbian, transgender, you know, LGBTQ plus community talking about, you know, not so much wanting more, but pushing all this on our children. He was totally against it. And the group that he hung out with was totally against it as well. So he talks about it in several of our interviews. So I want to bring back, you know, one of the interviews. We had a lot of fun with it. I won't tell you when. It'll be tonight sometime. And, it seems like it's been forever since he was gone. All right. A lot of stuff going on. A lot of stuff that we need to discuss, need to talk about. You know, Joey B's at it again. You remember, all I kept hearing from the Democrats is how we needed, you know, we needed to be kinder and gentler. And Trump was so mean and he was so nasty and everything else. Right? But when Joe Biden, or Joey B as I lovingly refer to him as, when he yells at people, when he yells at reporters, when he throws stuff back in their face, not a word. The left says nothing. Again, perfect proof of double standard. Not going to happen. Right? And nobody called Joey out. Today he did it. He shouted at a reporter that simply asked him about the involvement in the Hunter Chinese shakedown message. And he wouldn't answer the question. I've already said no. I've already said this. Yeah, but now we're finding out all about, you know, Joey, if you're listening. It's not going to go on. People are wising up to how corrupt you actually are. We know you took the money. We know the money was run through some of your kids' accounts, your brother's account, and so on. Hunter is not that smart. And then now you get special treatment from the DOJ. We approved that as well. And I don't know where this all goes. Like I said, this is going to be a problem. Because if you steal the presidency again, I think you're going to see an uprising in this country. President Biden's harsh response, and I do mean harsh, what the heck is that all about? Harsh response to a reporter asking about his son Hunter's international business dealings. Yeah, we can't have that now, can we? I love this stuff. I just find it so interesting. Biden was speaking to reporters outside the White House when he was pressed on the quote-unquote alleged text messaging, and they weren't text, they were, what are they, WhatsApp messages, right? So the alleged WhatsApp messages from his son in the 2017 that indicated the president was part of a negotiation with a foreign company. Now, Biden now involved, were you in your son's Chinese shakedown text message? Were you sitting there? Were you involved? Now, this is a New York Post reporter. Right, this isn't a far, right-wing publication. He said, no, I wasn't, and I don't. Someone else asked him, were you? Biden shouts, no. Now, I thought we were supposed to be kinder and gentler and understanding. Speak to people with dignity and respect. Right? But he's been denying this forever. Right? And does he actually know whether he's lying? I'd like to know. Do you think he knows whether he's lying or not? Do you think he's got the ability still to know what he's saying, to know what he's doing, to know what's going on? I'm very curious. And I'm not saying that to be funny. I'm saying that to try to understand. 855, love to know what you have today. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, he's probably the most prolific liar. I mean, they love to say Trump was a liar. Joe can't find the truth. I don't know if Joe could say the truth without his tongue falling off. He's been the most substantial liar over the last, 50 years of anyone in public service. From the Senate all the way through. There is no subject that this guy won't lie about. So when you get up to this point, how much of the truth do you think he'll have? He'll tell. When you've got the White House press corps asking him questions like this, being upset about it's getting ready to break. Show me to your house. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Senior host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, right? Be part of the solution. Seriously, don't be part of the problem. You know, somebody sent me something just now with a note, which I thought was really, I know I had to get back to my other story, but it is extremely interesting that... In, where is this? Maryland, I think it is. Let me see if I can pull this up real quick. I wasn't going to do it this quick, but I'll do it anyway. The Muslim parents that are speaking out against the LGBTQ curriculum in Maryland schools. They're getting a little heat for it. And I mean a little heat for it, right? But not the same type of heat that regular parents would get or Christian parents would get. Right? I mean, seriously. Go listen to the, I think it's up on Fox News, where they actually have one of the heads of the Muslim community speaking. And you don't see the same kind of outrage or nastiness that you see when the Christian community speaks or speaks out. It's a real curiosity, is it not? I didn't say it was a surprise. I said it was a curiosity. Big difference. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. So Biden claimed again that he created more jobs in 2 years than any president in four. That shows a little fantasy land, by the way, just so we're clear. Now, he was slammed by many all over social media and other places for posting that his administration created more jobs in the first 2 years than any other president has done before, which is a flat-out lie. It's not even a mistruth anyway. These are lies. Because most people don't do their homework. And they're going to believe this. And first of all, let's start off this way, too. I always say it. I said it during Trump's administration. I said it during George Bush's administration. You don't create jobs. The government has never created a job. They get the regulations to get the crap out of the way so that somebody could actually create a job, so that they can actually put in a McDonald's, a Burger King, a supermarket, whatever. You get out of the way, and private industry will take care of it, and people will have jobs. Anyway, where was I? He said, "This is my plan is working, and this is only the beginning." All right? Immediately, he was tore apart online, which he should have been. I want you to think about something. Right? Prior to the pandemic, job creation of Donald Trump was almost 7 million. Okay? And I'm using creation even though I don't believe in that word for this kind of thing. Because that's what you have to measure it the same way all the way through. So it's 7 million. 3 million more than the current president. But I thought he created more. And here's the other funny little piece of information that they're leaving out. The majority of these jobs coming back, over 70% of these jobs coming back, were jobs that were canned during the pandemic. So jobs during the pandemic that went away, put on hold, temporarily shut down, are now coming back. Well, except for the oil jobs and the coal jobs and the pipeline jobs. Yeah, those are coming back. Just that show. So these jobs they're just recovering from the pandemic. They're not new creation. But they're not honest enough. Again, they're not honest enough. They're putting that political spin on it to see if they can try to sell it to anybody. Now, the Twitter community, really, they tore him up online. Right? EJ and Tony, he's a research fellow in the regional economics with the Heritage Foundation Center for Data. Right? He said job creation is one of Biden's favorite talking points, but it's not a very sound one. He said it's quite preposterous to think that we can forcibly put people out of work by making it illegal for businesses to open and then call it job creation. That's a great line, isn't it? And then call it job creation when those sanctions are lifted. Right, can you imagine if Biden closed down every manufacturing plant in the country because of some rare disease that attached itself to hydraulic oil? I don't know, whatever. I'm just being goofy. All right? And then when they find out it wasn't really a problem, it's not an issue, you can reopen. How do you claim that you created those jobs? That's exactly what he did. You know, after the initial lockdowns, average monthly job creation under Trump was 1.4 million versus 500,000 under Biden. The analyst went on and said, furthermore, job growth today remains well below the pre-pandemic trend. And mostly because people haven't returned to work. Why should they? Between disability and unemployment, they're making all kinds of money. Anyway, you really, this is the stuff I said to you. You got to do your homework. You got to look into this stuff. You have to know what's going on so you understand the terminologies. And then on top of all of this, paychecks are down. Yeah, I mean, the average weekly earnings are down 5%+. Hello? And then the costs are way up, 40% in the grocery store. I mean, seriously, if you live in California, New York, Chicago, or, you know, Illinois, Washington State, you're watching this stuff get out of control. In California, I've got even more people that I've talked to as of late that are moving out. And it's not because they're running away from the state or from the legislature, although they are to a degree. You can't live here. You can't make an average salary and live here. Between gas, taxes going up, income taxes going up, right? The taxes at the grocery store, at the gas station, can't do this. This is nuts. White House spokesperson touted Bidenomics and said there are more than 13 million more jobs in America now than there were when President Biden took office. That would be 4 million more jobs than we had before COVID. What a historically fast and strong recovery. Yeah. When the president took office, independent experts like the Congressional Budget Office were projecting that the unemployment rate would fall below 4% until the end of 2025. This is from the White House, right? But under Bidenomics, the employment rate fell below 4% in 4 years. Isn't he wonderful? Well, when you lie about it, he's wonderful. Yeah, Joe Mazzini, your host. Be back in a little bit. Don't go far.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a National Healthcare Alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. It's been a rough day for air travel with about 1,500 flight cancellations and over 3,000 delays. Patty Mancha with the TSA says it's important for travelers to check with their carrier before heading to the airport.
If you're traveling this week from Friday to Wednesday, you're going to wait. Early in the morning, you're going to wait even longer.
United Airlines is being hit the hardest by delays. JetBlue Airways came in second, according to the tracking company FlightAware. The worst is in the Northeast. Several Amtrak cars have derailed after a collision with a vehicle near Los Angeles. Three cars came off the tracks after hitting a water truck that was sitting on the rails. The train had over 200 people inside, 15 of whom were taken to a hospital for minor injuries. The truck driver was transported to a trauma center. The Ventura County Sheriff's Office is investigating why the vehicle was on the tracks at the time. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5563. King Charles III and London Mayor Khan activated a climate clock warning that there are only about 6 years left to limit global warming. You know what I love about this? I mean, do they have a reset button on it? You know, they've been screaming this since the late 60s, early 70s. I love it. And they're so ignorant or full of themselves, I don't know which, that they don't realize how stupid they look, how ignorant they look. Because at this point in time, when you're looking at this, you're saying to yourself, oh my God, in the late 60s, early 70s, we had 12 years. Then when the 12 years came and went, we had 5 years. And then we had, you know, they just kept going back and forth. Every one of the Earth Day predictions that they made, and they keep making, they keep pounding on, not one of them have come true. Manhattan would be under 60 feet of water. I don't know. Last I checked, not so much. Right? Was it Antarctica was going to be gone? Just gone. Not even existed anymore. Yeah. I think it's still there. Seriously. Again, just amazing. Right? We would be dying of starvation. Two-thirds of the Earth's inhabitants would be dead because we couldn't feed them, because we couldn't grow food because of this climate cooling warming crisis change. Not true. Didn't happen. Right? And now they're selling it again. You know, he could have never done this under the Queen. She would have never allowed him to do this, and he knows it. He's a bigger putz than Joey B. Seriously. Anyway. The climate emergency, he said, poses a threat not only to the future of our city, but to the future of our world, and that's why it must remain a key priority. Besides, I can't make my Porsche payments without it. Right? And then King Charles decided that this was a good thing because it would be a visual reminder to those of the climate crisis. Yeah. Because we don't hear it enough. I mean, nothing you ever say comes true, but we don't hear it enough, right? And again, this is the worldwide global people doing this because there's a lot of money in it. You know, I mean, seriously. Again, 855-REAL-CHO, 855-732-5563. You know, in the next hour, we're going to talk a little bit about people that attend school board meetings. And I say that, I bring that up because, you know, you're seeing a lot of this happening right now. But what's really funny is how the left reports on these meetings. It's almost like they, you know, they take a couple of hits off a crack pipe before they go into the meeting because they go to a whole different place, apparently. Right? 66% of American voters, or two-thirds plus, believe that the 2024 presidential election will be affected by cheating. I must be one of those. I believe it too. But whether it changes it or not is all a different animal, right? Carrie Lake released her new hit single, 81 Million Votes, My Butt, described the entirely unbelievable results of the 2020 presidential election. All right? And, you know, when you look at this, you look at what's going on, you start to break down these numbers. They don't make sense. I broke them down for you the other night. I told you about the percentages. When they shut down, why is it that when we had paper ballots, we still have a billion people, but we had paper ballots. They were able to count the ballots by midnight, maybe even 1 o'clock the latest. So they counted these ballots. Everything was done, finished. We'd have it shutting down. People could watch what was going on. Now we have electronic machines where the ballots have to be fed in the scanners. They can't get them done until 2 days later. Machines break down. Scanners reject the paperwork. Right? We have found over and over and over again. As a matter of fact, they had to shut down several states because they were having trouble with the machines. And the funny thing about it was, you had a president that was up by 11, 12, 13%. All of a sudden, he loses by 4% overnight with ballots that were found. We had states, a state in particular, receive 72,000 more ballots than they sent out. Nobody's questioning that? That's okay? Well, of course it is. Joey B won that state. No, really, think about it. If this was the other way around, they'd be screaming. And, you know, the hypocrisy or the liars is no other thing to call them. Do you know the Democrats have questioned when the Electoral College met? The election of Ron Reagan. Right? George Bush. They've done this plenty of times. When they did it, it was justifiable, real, and okay. Which kind of shows you where they're at mentally. They're the only ones filled with truth. Yet I got to tell you, many of them can't find the truth with both hands if you handed it to them. Now, the latest Rasmussen Report, National Telephone, and Online Survey finds that 66% of likely U.S. voters are concerned that the outcome of the 2024 presidential election will be affected by cheating. That's 40% of the 66% are very concerned about it. I mean, let that sink into you. Right? You've got people that on both sides of the aisle know something's going to happen. They know that whether it gets stolen or not is another story, but there will be this kind of aggravation in there. And then you get, again, Wisconsin today. They announced, or I shouldn't say that, let me rephrase this. Wisconsin Democrats, right? The people that no one is above, those people, the no one's above the law people. They have said that they're going to openly defy state election law and keep election administrator in place for the 2024 elections, right? I mean, what else are you going to call it? It is breathtaking behavior because they're again, the law says one thing and they're doing another. And they know it. They openly admit to it. It can only be described as openly defiant, breathtaking behavior on behalf of three Democrats on the Wisconsin Election Committee. Now, state election law appears to have been deliberately and purposely ignored, right? They're supposed to reappoint the administrators of the elections. The Wisconsin Election Commission, the three Democrats voted to abstain, the three Republicans to move the appointment matter of the administrator forward. They voted yes on the appointment considerations of administrators for election positions, thereby purposely causing a deadlock. So the current administrator would, in the Democrats' mind, remain in place. This is like both sides do this to a degree. They don't show up for a vote, right? Purposely abstain. This is how they make things happen. This is how they push things in a different direction. Current administrators of elections, Megan Wolf, was legally and statutorily appointed to a four-year term in 2019. Her term is set to expire July 1st, right? This is according to the Wisconsin state statute. Now, she was noticed that she needed to go. Now, they had an agenda item. It should have happened. They were told they were expiring, but they blew it off. Again, I have to say, does the law apply to them or not? It seems not, because when you start going through these stories, and the stories I've been doing over the last few weeks, there are plenty of them who have laws in their states to act and do something a certain way, and they refuse to do it. We've even got a few states ignoring the, I'll go through this later on, we've got a few states that are ignoring the Supreme Court rule. You heard me talk to Brad last night about it. Because ultimately, if they can ignore it, why can't we? You know, unless I'm thoroughly confused, right? I don't get it. It really, really, really shouldn't be that hard. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, let me know what you think. 855-732-55. I don't even know how to deal with this, and I'll talk about this afterward. Yeah. The Cervical Cancer Fund. They have a new name for female body parts. We'll discuss it later. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to get involved, joe@therealside.com. Send me an email and or just go to the website, joemessina.com. We'll be right back.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Hopefully you are too. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's really it's the only way we would. Look, if you want some great stories, by the way, on things that go on across campuses, across the country, so you kind of know, you know, you can say you know, but you really don't know, you check it out. Check out Campus Reform, campusreform.org. And they got some great stories there. They got their people out on campuses all across the country. And ultimately, you know, you'll know where to send your kids and where not to send your kids. Isn't that what it's all? Don't let them go somewhere just because their buddies are going there. You know, ridiculous. Again. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. All right. Cover your ears. Got a young one in the car. You may want to cover their ears. Yeah. Cervical Cancer Trust is under fire for disgustingly suggesting that people call vaginas bonus holes. Yeah, you heard me. Bonus holes. Why? They don't want to offend the transgender people. This is how ridiculous we've got. We're going to come up with ridiculous terms to not offend you know, ridiculous mindsets. Anyway, they suggested the language in 2020, but it just went viral after it was noticed by people posting to Twitter. The bonus hole, an alternative word for the vagina, is important to check which word someone would prefer to use. This is in their glossary. The website claims using correct language when referring to someone's gender identity is a simple and effective way to demonstrate support and recognition. If you use incorrect language without being corrected, it can cause someone to feel hurt and distressed. But what is this feeling hurt stuff? Right? I mean, there's always somebody that's hurt. This is the one thing about the left that they can never explain. When they talk about hate speech, feeling hurt, using hurtful words, they don't really know. They can't even agree among themselves what words to use. It's ridiculous. But you remember the old saying, and I know some of you go, okay, it's not for today. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words won't hurt me. You allow the words to hurt you. You allow yourself to be offended. You know, being an Italian, or of Italian descent, I should say, I am an American, but being of Italian descent, with one of the schools I went to, people were pretty hard. They were, in those days, we called them WASPs, right? White Anglo-Saxon Protestants. Here I am, the little greasy Italian Catholic boy. And they would say some pretty nasty stuff. And finally, my uncle looked at me and goes, "You get these fights all the time. What's wrong with you? You can't fix stupid people by beating on them. You can't fix ignorant people by beating on them. And why are you letting those words get to you so badly?" And he was right. He was dead right. People use hurtful words sometimes, or what they perceive to be hurtful words, or they'll say things to you to get you aggravated, to get your blood pressure up. And they win when you allow them to do that. Some of you know I'm on a school board. I'm not afraid to admit the fact that, hey, these people come up. They hate me because, well, they hate me because I love Jesus. They hate me because I'm a conservative. They hate me because I'll stick up for, you know, real morality and reality. And they get up there, and they will pound on me for 2 minutes. I'm going to talk more about this in the next hour. And frankly, never with the truth. Not once. It's twisted truth, which makes it a lie, obviously. And all I do is sit there and smile at them. I don't let them get under my skin. Because, you know, what was it? Take it from the source. Remember that one? Yeah, consider the source. If the person is a hateful person, if the person is so ideological that everything they say, every way they come after something, is from a certain point of view, you can't change that. They have to change it. And not to get overly religious with you, but that only comes with a touch from Jesus. You can't do it on your own. So again, they keep, just like this story I just did about the Wisconsin Democrats, who openly defied state law. They didn't care about the law. They thought the law was unfair, or they didn't like it, or they would have lost their positions. And they just totally ignored it. But anyway, they do. They come in. And my God, if you go back to my early shows 13, 14 years ago, when they first started with these kind of safe spaces, safe rooms, safe doggies, whatever they were doing at the time. But there was a very noticeable rise when Obama got in office. Very open and noticeable. Not coming from the White House. Well, it might have been, but not necessarily from the White House. But about these classes now that were being taught on how anybody who had white skin was automatically racist, which is in and of itself a racist comment, because it's not a statement of truth. And every white person was responsible for slavery. Again, not a statement of truth. I'm not going to get all into that because I need 5 hours to work it through. Do your own homework. Figure it out. But the Dems have to have, it doesn't even have to be a real cause. Now look, you know, I'm painting with a broad brush here, but I know plenty of middle of the road, if you would, right? Rank and file Democrats are the great people, right? We have a lot of things in common. even when it comes to this stuff that's going on with the transgender kids. We have that stuff in common, too. And what's really funny is within their party, you have people that are so sold out to the transgender cause that if you have lifelong Democrats, you know, look at RFK Jr., what they're doing to him. But if you don't believe what they believe, you're an idiot. You're a moron. You're uninformed. You're transphobic. You're all this stuff because you don't agree with them. And most of the time, they can't even tell you why they believe what they believe. I mean, from a scientific standpoint, even though they're constantly pushing us to be more science-minded. Right? All right, another no one is above the law category. Another IRS whistleblower has come forward and can prove that Hunter Biden got special treatment. You know, Gary Shapley defended his claim that Hunter Biden got special treatment from the Department of Justice. Shapley, a 14-year veteran of the agency, he came forward with accusations that prosecutors put an investigation into Hunter Biden's finances on the back burner as the 2020 election started to approach. Wow. David Weiss, the Trump-appointed U.S. attorney in Delaware, said privately on several occasions that he was not pulling the strings and that he was not in charge. So his inner circle, David Weiss's inner circle, people that he worked with, people around him, he was telling them, look, I got no control over this. You know, when Hillary Clinton, when the whole thing was going down with her email server, I think I told you, some of you old-timers, I had family members, had, they're not there anymore, I had family members that were in the FBI, and they were telling me how bad rank and file felt about what was going on, and the one in particular who'd been there for 32 years, he was devastated, he was floored at what Jim Comey said. Because they had no idea it was going to go in that direction. They really thought that she was going to be indicted. Because they had the goods on her. And he told me, he said, you know, this would have been an easy one to sell. That would have been hard because it was Hillary. But this would have been pretty easy to sell. So, again, you sit there, and you have to wonder, what happened to nobody's above the law? Right? Anyway, it really doesn't, it gets to the point where people are going to get so frustrated with this. After all this, I'm just going to say, if you walk Trump down a hallway with handcuffs on, you will see World War III in this country. And I say that not because I'm a fan of Donald Trump or I'm a Donald Trump groupie. Because if you've listened to the show, you know that's not true. But because of the law. What made this country, what kept this country so great, was no one was above the law. We are a country of the rule of law. That's why those people come here from all other countries. Because they know they have a chance to make it good. They know the law will protect them or believe it to protect them. Not anymore, though. As everything else, when the Dems get their hands on stuff, they're like locusts. They got to strip it clean. Every move that the Bidens make are moves that fatten their wallets and make their checking accounts fatter. When you see the money, when you start following the money, when you actually sit down and start looking at what's happening and where the money flows to, you know what's going on. You'd be crazy. And a lot of you guys that were screaming for years that they're a bunch of corrupt people, the Fed's this, the Fed, why don't you apply that to the Bidens? Trump lost $1 billion in office. Yeah, lost. But all these Congress and senators that come in that are not well off financially leave millionaires. That's one hell of a stock trading class that they get, isn't it? Joe Mazzini, your host. Come back. I'm going to spend the next hour maybe talking about Karens. And I don't mean like, people named Karen. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Mazzini Show.
See you next time.